Tech News Briefing is supported by FTI Consulting. From the world's largest cyber breaches to global fraud investigations, FTI Consulting is the number one expert-based firm organizations turn to in their moments of truth. Learn more at FTIconsulting.com.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Tuesday, June 13th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Many social media platforms allow users 13 years and older to create accounts. But WSJ family and tech columnist Julie Jargon says it should be 16. She'll join us to explain why she's reached that conclusion and what the Surgeon General has to say on the matter. Plus, Reddit communities are going dark in solidarity with some third-party app developers who may now be charged to use the platform's data. WSJ tech reporter Sarah Needleman explains what this means for the platform. But first, the Federal Trade Commission has sought a temporary restraining order to block Microsoft from buying video game publisher Activision Blizzard for $75 billion. The regulator has said the deal would give Microsoft too much control over the gaming industry. The order still needs a judge's approval to prevent the companies from finalizing the deal next month. With me to discuss this is our reporter Dave Michaels, who covers financial enforcement. Dave, this isn't the first step that the FTC has taken to block Microsoft's purchase of Activision. So what's gone down so far?
Well, the FTC previously, back in December, filed a formal challenge of the transaction in what is called administrative court, which is a special in-house court that the Federal Trade Commission has to adjudicate matters like disputed mergers and acquisitions.
So why has it taken this latest step?
Well, when the FTC first challenged the Microsoft-Activision deal, there didn't appear to be the urgency at the time for the FTC to go into court and ask a federal judge to grant a restraining order or an injunction that would halt the companies from closing. It looked like the companies were going to allow the government investigations or lawsuits to play out and see who won before they closed. But time has passed, and Microsoft Activision has cleared review in a bunch of jurisdictions, including the European Union, and conditions have changed a little bit. So the FTC has apparently judged that they need to go into court and seek an order that would stop the deal from closing so that it could get through that in-house proceeding.
And where do things stand with that in-house proceeding? Have they started yet?
Well, you can kind of just think of it as a lawsuit and the papers are flying back and forth, but the hearing is not scheduled until August. So that hearing in August will take time, and then it'll take the judge a while to issue a decision. His decision could actually then be appealed.
You mentioned that the deal has received some approval in other jurisdictions, including the European Union, but it was also rejected by the UK. So where do things stand for these companies when it comes to this tie-up?
They're still in dispute with governments in the United States and the United Kingdom. So it isn't clear that they can close right now, because if they did close, that could have consequences for the business in the UK. So it just looks like this deal is continuing to go through litigation. It's going to be a while before we have any certainty about it in the United States, and perhaps even longer in the United Kingdom.
And what have Microsoft or Activision said about this latest move by the FTC?
Microsoft said they look forward to presenting the case in federal court. So one advantage, if you will, for Microsoft is that in federal court, if the company defeats the FTC, it is likely then that the FTC may drop the in-house proceeding. So the federal court proceeding will happen on a faster timetable. And if Microsoft prevails and the judge says, no, I'm not going to issue an injunction because I do not believe that this deal right now looks to be illegal, that would be bad for the FTC's theory for why it challenged the deal. So in a sense, getting into federal court could provide some clarity about this deal sooner for Microsoft, at least in the United States.
All right. That's our reporter, Dave Michaels. Thousands of Reddit communities are restricting access to users. The groups, known as subreddits, have pledged to remain dark for 2 days starting yesterday in reaction to the company's recent decision to start charging some third-party developers to access Reddit's data. Steve Huffman, Reddit's CEO, said the platform had been subsidizing other commercial enterprises by giving them free access to its data, and that it could no longer afford to do this. Huffman added that more than 90% of third-party Reddit apps would continue to qualify for free access to this information. Our tech reporter Sarah Needleman has more on why moderators are getting involved in this dispute between app developers and the platform.
They are impacted in some ways because a lot of these third-party apps are designed for the purpose of moderation. So I spoke to the moderators at one of the big communities, and he said that they rely heavily on this one particular third-party app for dealing with bad actors when they post content that isn't appropriate. He said that they can use these third-party apps to get rid of those bad users very quickly, whereas if he goes directly through Reddit, he has to take several more steps. Reddit has said, though, that it's working to improve its moderation tools and that some of the features you see in these third-party apps will eventually be on Reddit itself.
Okay, after the break, to determine the right age to join social media, our family and tech columnist says you need to look at brain development. She'll explain why when we come back.
Tech News Briefing is supported by FTI Consulting. From the world's largest cyber breaches to global fraud investigations, FTI Consulting is the number one expert-based firm organizations turn to in their moments of truth. Learn more at FTIconsulting.com.
Last month, the U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy issued an advisory warning about the impact of social media on teens' mental health. His office recommended companies and lawmakers look for better ways to protect young users. But should children as young as 13 years old be allowed to sign up for social media accounts? Our family and tech columnist Julie Jargon spoke to Murthy, other doctors, and policymakers about how social media can impact children and adolescents. And she's developed her own idea about the best age for kids to join these apps. Julie joins us now to discuss that. I want to start with your conversation with the Surgeon General. What did he say about why he put this advisory out?
Well, he said that there's still a lack of evidence around social media's true impact on kids, that we don't know for sure exactly how it's going to impact people in the long run. But there is early evidence to suggest that it's having a negative impact, often on young people. There, of course, can be some positive things about social media for teenagers, but there's a lot of data that suggests that it can be very harmful. So some of the evidence that he cited in his advisory was studies that say that social media can perpetuate body dissatisfaction and disordered eating behaviors among teenagers, as well as low self-esteem. He cited in his study that one-third or more of girls aged 11 to 15 say they feel addicted to certain social media platforms. And 46% of adolescents ages 13 to 17 said social media makes them feel worse.
You know, most platforms allow users as young as 13 to join. Why did that become kind of the accepted age to get on social media?
Yeah, that stemmed from a law passed by Congress back in 1998 called the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. It was designed to keep tech companies from collecting and disseminating data on children under the age of 13. It was not like a PG-13 movie rating, but over the years, there was a lot of confusion and parents came to believe that because kids could create email accounts and social media accounts when they turned 13, that somehow meant that it was safe to be on social media at 13.
Now, you've been talking with health professionals and lawmakers. What conclusions have you come to based on those conversations about what the right age to get on social media might be?
The conclusion that I've come to is that kids should be at least 16. And that doesn't mean every child is ready for social media at age 16. And there may be some kids who are ready for it before age 16. But there is a lot of brain research that suggests that the developing teenage brain is closer to becoming an adult brain than a 13-year-old brain in terms of impulse control, decision-making, some of the executive functioning skills that are needed to help people navigate some of the things that they see on social media. And also early adolescents, age 13 and around then, there are a lot of hormonal changes that contribute to risk-taking behavior and extreme kind of emotional reactions to things. That's all normal. But when that's paired with social media, which is full of comparisons and kind of rewards around getting likes, that's where there can be a lot of problematic issues.
What about some of those positive impacts that social media can have?
Yeah, for a lot of kids, social media can be an important source of connection, especially for certain groups of people that feel like they don't have a place where they fit in, maybe in school or in their communities. They can find other like-minded people or who are going through the same things that they are, maybe kids with mental health issues or whatnot. So there are definitely benefits. The issue is that there are a lot of harmful things and it's hard to control for those.
Do you think the platforms would ever change their approach to the age limit if it's just left up to them?
I doubt they will change that. And I also doubt that it will be legislated. There have been attempts in the past to raise the age. And there are also have been different attempts on the part of different states to require age verification. And that's a difficult thing to do. So I think it really does fall to parents to try to set their own rules around what age they think their kids should be on social media.
And do you have any advice then for parents who are trying to navigate this on how they might prevent their kids from getting on social media before they're 16?
One of the ideas that Dr. Murthy shared with me that he said he and his wife plan to do is, you know, their kids are young now, 5 and 6, but when their kids are older, they said that they hope to partner with other parents who will also agree to hold off on social media for their kids until their kids are in high school so that their kids aren't the only ones who aren't on social media.
All right, that's our family and tech columnist, Julie Jargon. And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.